I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's summertime, so there's not a lot of comments in regards to what I have to say, except in regards to graduation. We had a wonderful graduation, Mr. Burgess and everyone that was involved. We had a perfect night, and board members that came, thank you for going, coming to graduation as well. The weather was great. Parents seemed pleased. We had a lot of spectators. It was nice to be able to have as many spectators as we could. Mark Mahalan came and joined us as our guest speaker, and he passed a comment to me that he's never seen the building and grounds look as nicely as it has ever. So thanks to the building and grounds department and everyone involved in that. So everything went well with graduation. Board comments? Any other comments from the board?
I'd just like to bring up that Mrs. Wilson and her side kids went to side conference in Disney last week and very well turned out for a White Hall down in Florida. So it was very well for them being recognized. Yep.
Nice. Cool. Any other comments? Superintendent comments.
All right. Yes, I agree. Graduation was wonderful. Ethan did a fantastic job, as always. It was nice to hear all the positive reports about the kids down in Florida. As I understand it, they had a great time, good trip. We didn't make the news, which is always a good thing. So our kids did well. No, I'm saying nothing negative in the news. So we did, yeah, okay. So we're good with that. Just quickly, our buildings and ground staff is in process of dismantling our buildings as we speak, pulling everything out of classrooms and cleaning, and they're really doing an outstanding job. The amount of work that those ladies and gentlemen accomplished throughout the course of the summer is incredible. So a big thank you goes out to everyone, our buildings and ground staff, for all their hard work and dedication. We are at the completion of our building project. Final cost reports are being submitted, which is wonderful. It's been a long process going through the building project and then having our water incident that kind of extended things a little bit. But that project is wrapping up. We are beginning here in the next couple of weeks, preparing to do some demo work up at the elementary school. We are pulling the boilers out and replacing them, so we have heat, which will be novel in the elementary building throughout the course of the winter. And we also have a geologist coming in the next couple of weeks to try to make a determination on exactly what's happening with the floors, where we've got the floors in the elementary school that are heaving in different areas. So they're trying to determine exactly what's happening that's causing that. So hopefully we'll have some answers there as we move ahead.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right, board staff reports. Treasurer's report.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents that you have in your packets.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So
moved. Mr. Pratt and a second. Mr. LaChapelle, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I just realized that many of you already know him, but I just forgot to mention and welcome Mr. Godfrey. John Godfrey is with us. For those of you that haven't been here, John's filling in up at the elementary school as our interim. So I just wanted to say welcome, and I'm sorry for blanking on that when I was just
speaking. Thank you. It's great to be back, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to see you again. Items requiring board action.
Yes, CSE, CPSE minutes. Topher has been busy. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes from the multiple dates that are shown in your packets.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Board minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of June 13, June 22, and July 5.
Do we have a motion to approve those board minutes?
So moved.
Do Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Audit and finance notes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the audit and finance committee meeting minutes from June 13, 2022. Those notes are in your packet.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one appointment correction to make. We appointed Mrs. Ernenwein as our coach of the varsity volleyball team. What we have since found was that the young ladies are more interested in moving toward intramural. And what we would be doing would be working with some of our younger students to try to grow the program. Our girls that we thought we had on board for a varsity program have had waning interest in that. So I would like to make that correction and change from varsity volleyball to intramural.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Yes, does anyone have concern with doing these as a group?
I don't.
Looks like we're good.
All right. I would like to recommend Amanda Rodriguez to be appointed to a 3-year probationary appointment as a middle school science teacher. Mr. Charles Schuleman to the position of secondary math. Megan Gibo, I'd like to recommend to the position of special ed teacher, 4-5. Sarah Gibo, to the position of elementary teacher, grade 4. Annie Nordzy, to the position of elementary teacher, grade 3. Haley Brennan, as our new elementary guidance counselor. I'd also like to recommend Jody Eddy to the position of substitute summer cleaner. Pete LaRose to the position of substitute summer cleaner. Justin Culligan to the position of summer school teacher. I'd also like to recommend McKaylee Peterson to a probationary position as cleaner.
Permanent appointment.
I'm sorry, permanent it is?
Permanent? Mm-hmm.
Yes, permanent. And I'd also like to recommend Heather Petty to a permanent appointment as a cleaner. Melissa Beebe to the position of substitute bus cleaner. And also Elizabeth Hoffman, Laurentine Hart, and Tracy Ellis as summer bus aides. I'd also like to recommend Katie Johnson and David Gale to run our summer railroader camp. And Amanda Heckman as kind of a miss from last year as coach of Battle of the Books, retroactive to the start of the 2020-21 school year.
Do we have a motion for all of those appointments?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Resignations. With great thanks and appreciation, I would like to recommend Gail Lavoy for retirement from the position of cook effective June 30 after 18 years in the school district. And also approve the resignation of Mr. John Twyman from the position of head building maintenance worker effective July 27 after 11 years in our school district.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell, any discussion? Thank you to Mr. Twyman and Mrs. Lavoy for their years of service with the district. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend some salary adjustments. I have spoken with the union in reference to this. We hired the three people listed here on step one through a grant when we first hired them on, and what we are looking at doing is now that they've been here with us for a year and they've done an outstanding job with our students, we'd like to adjust their steps to better reflect the amount of experience that they have Anna Marie Ackerman would be a move to step 4, Samantha Sherrow a move to step 6, and Derek Java a move to step 6.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We would like to add some additional summer days to Jonna and Anna Lindberg for some of the work that needs to be accomplished this summer. These monies would not come from the general fund. These monies would be defrayed through our ARP grant that we have here in the district. So I would like to add 5 days for Mr. Ott and 5 days for Mrs. Lindberg.
Do we have a motion to approve those additional days?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Again, to address some of our summer day issues, Mr. Gale did not believe that he needed the 15 that he was provided. Mrs. Stedman, however, would like to be able to have access to those additional days, so we would like to do a 5-day swap between Mr. Gale and Mrs. Stedman.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion to approve that swap?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Do we have a second?
Yeah, seconded.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As part of our contract negotiations with the WTA, there was discussion about the process that the district follows for health insurance and retirement. What we have done is kind of codified our process, and you have in your packet the retiree health insurance memorandum that we would have here in district to help folks better understand how health insurance works in retirement. I would ask that the board approve that.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Each year, the district is tasked with approving a school safety plan, which you have in your packet is the school district school-wide safety plan for the 22-23 school year. Prior to this adoption, the plan had to be on our website for 30 days for public review. We posted it on May 23rd, so we are interested in having the board approve that school safety plan.
Do we have a motion to approve the safety plan?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Each year, the district reviews a series of different policies that are evaluated by the state of New York. This year, we did find that there were some changes that needed to occur to our homeless children and youth policy. You have those changes in your packet, and I would ask the board to approve those changes to those policies.
Do we have a motion to change those policies?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Disposals. We do have a series of books here that we no longer need. I would like to ask the board to approve the disposal of said text. If it's something that we can donate, we certainly will do so. Apart from that, we would be discarding these books.
Do we have a motion to approve the disposals?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
There are some open seats on the BOCES Board of Education for any board members that might have an interest in participating on the BOCES board. If it is something that you would have an interest in, if you would let Mrs. Waters know, and we can pass your information and name along to BOCES. Additionally, since our last meeting, Mrs. Morcombe has administered the oaths of office to Lori Langdon, our district treasurer.
that's it. We're up to visitors' comments. Yes.
Question about retiree health insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that posted someplace? How do retirees get informed of what the policies are and what the procedure was that was...
Yeah, everyone will receive that tomorrow. Those emails will go out to all of our active staff, and they'll also be posted in each of our offices anytime that there's a change to policy.
Is that posted on the website?
We will post.
Retirees?
Yes.
Or necessarily
yeah.
In the building?
Mm-hmm. We can post it to the website as well.
And I just would like to make, have another comment that I think the board has made a huge mistake in letting Judy Gould go as elementary principal. You will not be able to find another person who is as qualified, nor more dedicated to the children and the education of this community. If you truly care about the quality of education in this district, you obviously don't. If you made the decision to let her go with no corroborating evidence or anything. I don't understand how that can happen. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Well, it's with a sad heart that we have to welcome Mr. Godfrey. I was able to see Mr. Godfrey today and work with him. And just know that there's probably no one in this room that's more school-spirited than myself, and that I have been a railroader through and through for my entire life. I've dedicated many hours of service to our district, and it is with a sad heart that Judy is no longer at the helm leading our building and our students. You know, we talk about morale, and we talk about, you know, keeping our faculty and the people that we've hired. And here is a woman who's dedicated her life to our district since 1988. And I have worked under several administrators, building principals, superintendents, and she is by far one of the best that I've ever had the privilege to work with and work under. So welcome, Mr. Godfrey. I will be happy to assist you in any way that I can through my office and the work that I do in our building. I will continue to carry that school spirit, that railroad school spirit, and do what I can for our building and our teachers. But I just wanted to thank you also, the Board of Ed, for responding to our letter that we had concerns back in June. We appreciate that. You know, we've dedicated our lives to the children in this district, and it's a little disheartening to know that perhaps the dedication that we have wasn't taken into consideration when you made that decision. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other comments? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.